We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Gott Shortlist.
I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now.
This was all about political. It's all about getting at President Trump.
We can't tell you there's a silver bullet.
Resentment, grievance, anger.
You know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
This testimony is, first of all, stunning, because we haven't heard this.
I'm kind of an ordinary guy who's just trying to get along like everybody else.
When I saw the draw, I was really scared.
Yeah, John Hinckley's just your average, everyday, normal, next-door neighbor. Nothing to see here. Please move along. Wow. That guy is out there trying to, I guess, rehab his image. From what I can pick up on there. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Lots and lots and lots to get to today. It just never ends. You know, I thought maybe when Congress took their two-week break heading into the 4th of July, we get a little break around here. But that's clearly not the case. Big primary results in Illinois overnight. We're going to cover all that for you this morning. And we've got Senator Josh Hawley joining us this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, about 7:35, we will get Senator Hawley on the air. So welcome in. Glad you're with us on a Wednesday. However you got here, Facebook up and running now. If that's how you join us, we got the Odyssey app. You can always get to us at 971talk.com/Cox, and you can download the podcast. Don't forget about the podcast. You can go back and listen to different sections of the show. If you can't listen to all 4 hours. I don't get why that would be exactly, but whatever your excuse, that's fine. Everybody's got an excuse. You got to work, you know, you got life, you got all that stuff. And we're just glad you're here with us this morning. Scott J. Gow in again, handling news for us this morning. And Frank Ladd is in studio. Carl Middleman continues his fishing vacation. Dude sent me a picture yesterday of a walleye that he caught that was flipping huge. He didn't tell me how much it weighed, but he did send me a picture. He sent me and Bo Matthews a picture of this a couple of pretty good sized fish that he's caught up there in Canada.
So this was post catch.
Yes,
it wasn't an action shot. So we have no proof that he actually caught it.
No, we do not know if he caught it. He says,
love you, Carl.
He says that he caught a 28.5-inch walleye. Is the picture I've got here?
Is that
watching
big
on social media?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
I mean, well, but for a walleye, is that big?
Yeah, that's
pretty big.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know nothing about no walleye.
He's not being specific. He didn't say northern pike. He's saying walleye, right?
It is a walleye, okay. And I don't know. That's probably a 4 or 5 pound fish. Just looking at it, I've caught.
That's a good eating fish.
Caught a few of those when I grew up. We used to go fishing. I grew up in southern Ohio, and we used to go fishing in Lake Erie. A couple years after the river caught fire, when Dennis Kucinich was the mayor of Cleveland years ago, remember, it was so polluted that somebody was smoking a cigarette and flicked it into the river, and the river caught fire. And then if they started an effort at that point in the 70s to clean the thing up. So by around 1978, 79, 80, Lake Erie had a real rebirth of fishing, and we used to go up there and fish, and we were 2 or 3 hours west of Cleveland where we were fishing And you, the walleye fishing was, you couldn't throw a lure in the water without pulling out a 2 or 3 pound fish. And sometimes you were getting 5 and 6 pound fish. It was awesome. So Carl, I'm sure, will be regaling us on, I believe Friday morning he'll be back with, is that right?
Yeah.
Frank, is that your understanding?
As far as I know.
Yeah. I think he's back Thursday night.
Unless he gets fish stuck stories on Friday. Fish yeah. stories on Friday.
Yes. We'll be.
He might get stuck at the border trying to bring the fish back in. You never know.
I'm with Frank, though. I think we're going to need to see some video of Carl pulling the fish in.
Because he's not the only one on this trip. I'm just saying that there's a chance that somebody could have caught it and he reached in there and held it. And just for our well-being to make us talk about it.
They're giving the fish to the owner of this place where they're staying. That's part of the deal.
Oh, they donate the fish?
Yep.
Oh, I see.
So he doesn't get to bring the fish back for us?
No.
You know, my...
what's the point?
My experience...
It's not a sport, it's an activity.
Thank you. My experience with... I've got a bunch of friends who... And I've almost gotten to go. The pandemic canceled me because they canceled all the flights to Alaska. But I almost got to go a couple years ago. My plan is to go next year. They go salmon fishing every year. Mm-hmm. And the thing you really have to calculate at the end of it is the price per pound of that salmon... and whether or not you could go to the store and buy it a lot cheaper. So whether he's bringing the fish back or not, there's the cost of the flight and the week up there. You're paying for the experience and more than the fish. I'm sure he's getting to eat some of it while he's up there, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing like fresh out of the water fish.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So anyway, big primary in Illinois yesterday. I'm sure we'll be reporting on it all morning here in the news, and I'm going to have some coverage of it for you. Some reaction from Congresswoman Mary Miller, who won yesterday. Who endorsed her, by the way? I can't remember. Oh, it was Trump. Yeah, that's it. I remember those ads. We ran a lot of those, and which we're happy to do. You want to send us money, we're happy to take it here at the radio station. And Mary Miller won big. Darren Bailey won big. I mean, Rodney Davis got trounced yesterday. There's no two ways around it. And both of those candidates, I mean, I know President Trump came in at the last minute and endorsed Bailey, but the second and third place candidates in that race were also Rans. They really didn't even figure into it. And here was the encouraging thing, I've observed Illinois politics for a long time, but the turnout was equal. Does that make sense to you? Like, I looked at the totals for J.B. Pritzker, and if you add up the total votes cast on the Republican primary, it was the equivalent. I mean, they each both parties cast about 500,000 votes in this primary, you got to think that's encouraging, particularly since the former president came in and endorsed both. That seems to be the standard for the mainstream media. Well, how did Donald Trump do in the primary? Well, in Illinois, he did really well yesterday. There's no doubt about that. So we'll talk more about that this morning and who won and why that was such a big deal. We're going to talk about the Cassidy Hutchinson testimony in Congress yesterday. If you haven't heard the name by now, you will before long. And boy, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. Some third-hand testimony yesterday that, according to Fox News, was the biggest blockbuster of the year. Guess what? That's fake news. We're going to talk about this for you coming up. And as I mentioned, Senator Josh Hawley in the 7 o'clock hour, also at around 8:20, I promised you this a couple weeks ago, before my vacation. We had Dr. William Fortune on, and I told you he was the author of one of my favorite book series called 1 Second After. It looks at what would happen in this country if there was ever a power outage, like in this particular case caused by a terrorist attack, but you could apply it to a bunch of different situations. And while it's a book of fiction, the foreword was written by Newt Gingrich right after the year 2000, just before 9/11, actually, because Congress studied the effects of an EMP on America. If a terrorist was ever to launch one of these attacks successfully, and there was a call in Congress to harden U.S. assets, and that never happened. And then Dr. Fortune wrote this book, this fictional book, of what might happen if that did happen. And I'm going to get him on here to talk more about that this morning at around 8:20. Quick break here. We'll get to your national anthem and more of the Mark Cox Morning Show coming up.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been in hundreds, maybe thousands of therapies, individual and group. I've been the most scrutinized person in the entire mental health system for 41 years.
Is one of the reasons you're sitting down with me to try to soften the public perception of you?
Yes. I'm just trying to show people I'm kind of an ordinary guy who's just trying to get along like everybody else. If you just think I'm just some crazy person, I'm not that anymore at all.
Just so you know. And by the way, he's running for office next year. I'm just kidding. John Hinckley Jr., who just wants, he wants to be part of society again. And to do that, he needed to go on CBS News yesterday and explain to you that he's a normal guy. He's had lots of shock therapy over the years and no longer wants to kill Republican presidents. Just so you know. Oh, and he's completely free now, by the way. He can get on the internet. He can do all the things that everybody else can do. He's basically satisfied all of the requirements. By the way, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Right.
I just thought I'd point that out. He never got convicted of trying to kill Ronald Reagan or James Brady or whoever else.
Yeah, I think you should just stay quiet, drop into the background.
Yeah. I mean, they really, he's a musician these days.
Yeah, he's an entertainer, and he had a couple of events scheduled, and then I think the people who were, I assume, younger than him realized who he was and said, yeah, I don't know. They had some problems here.
Yeah, they had to cancel his, he had a tour set up, and even actually a couple of them sold out, I understand, and then he had to cancel it over security concerns.
So would you buy those tickets just because of the name, personally, just because of the novelty of, you know, we're going to go see John Hinckley? It's not like we've ever heard him sing. It's not like he's playing over here on Y98 or anything.
I know.
How would you think about, oh, okay, he's out of jail. He's going to be a great artist. No?
No.
It would have to be like you lost a bet and you had to buy tickets to
It's got to be
Hinckley
novelty.
Concert.
It's got to be, we've got this ticket stub with John Hinckley on it and we're going to get it signed or something. I don't get it.
Yeah. Jodie Foster apparently has not responded to his.
Still, 40 years later.
Yeah, for, she's never responded to him.
Of course not. Why would she?
They released some of the letters that he wrote to her. I've written to you. You've never responded. I've decided that I had to do something to get your attention.
There's no winning that situation for her, right?
No, right, right.
Responding at all, you don't win.
Of course.
Yeah, the picture they showed of her was when she was like a teenager. Like, I guess
that's when this happened.
Right, yeah. 40 years ago. It was a long time ago. Wow. I did not tune into that particular interview, but I had to listen to it.
But you would have done the interview had it been offered to you, wouldn't you? I mean, just out of curiosity, as a journalist?
Probably.
That's a good question.
That's a fair question. You would want to hear what the nut job had to say. Anyway, wow. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about the big Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment in the New York gun case. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I need to apologize to all of you for not being here at the helm last week when the United States Supreme Court ruled in this New York gun case. I loved my vacation, but it was eating me alive to not be able to be here and talk and celebrate what the Supreme Court did for us last week. And already in California, the states had to back off their rules where you basically have to somehow prove yourself before you can get a gun, right? So California has already dropped its good cause requirement for concealed carry because of this SCOTUS ruling. That's fantastic. Let's get to 2A Tuesday, please.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Our friend Cam Edwards joining the party this morning, and it is a party as we celebrate this SCOTUS ruling last week. Cam, welcome into the show.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good to have you on here.
Yeah, it's great to be back. And yes, it is a good day for the Second Amendment with the Bruin decision. Absolutely.
It is like Christmas in June for me. I loved what they did. They did what they should have done, what many of us thought was certainly what they were going to do, but we have been disappointed so often by these Supreme Court decisions on gun issues that we just weren't sure.
A lot of folks who were like, we expect a good decision. Is it going to be a great decision? This is a great decision. I mean, not only did they rule that New York's May issue laws are unconstitutional, these good cause requirements have to go, but they laid out the test, explicitly laid out the test that courts need to use when considering the constitutionality of gun laws going forward. And they said they completely rejected what the lower courts have been doing. They've been looking at this tiered scrutiny, right, and this two-step test where they first determine, okay, are the Second Amendment rights of individuals implicated? If so, does the government have a really good reason to infringe on those rights? And if they say, yeah, they do, then the gun law is upheld. Justice Thomas said, no, can't do that. You have to look at the text of the Second Amendment. You have to look at the history and the tradition of how the Second Amendment was looked at both the time of the ratification and then when the 14th Amendment was ratified after the post-Civil War era. What did the Second Amendment mean at that time, and what did it look like? And you, frankly, Mark, you just don't have the type of gun control laws in existence back then that we have today in states like California, New York, New Jersey. And this is really bad news for the gun control movement, because I think it's a stake in the heart of the gun control movement.
Yeah. No, I hope you're right. But here's what I'm warning people about. Don't get too confident. Mm-hmm. We're an election cycle away from that being overturned or reversed with either an expanded Supreme Court or, you know, heaven forbid, Clarence Thomas or Alito or someone retiring and a Democrat happens to be president and appointing someone new to change the balance on the court, because you never know where John Roberts is going to go. And I would remind people of this, and I've played this over and over and over again, but I need people to hear what people like Hillary Clinton think about Heller.
Here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that case every chance I get, so I will need your help on that.
Yeah, she believes you don't have an individual right to keep and bear arms. That's what the left in this country believes. We're never more than an election cycle away from them adopting the Hillary Clinton point of view.
No, you're exactly right about that. And so, you know, twofold here. You absolutely have to continue to engage in the political process. We cannot get cocky. We cannot get confident. Can't rest on our laurels. But this also supercharges the legal arguments and the legal cases that are making their way through the pipeline, right? This doesn't end the gun control debate. This amplifies it, because you're right. The left still doesn't accept that the right to keep and bear arms is a right, Mark. They're still treating it as if it is somehow fundamentally a wrong that we can carry a firearm to protect ourselves. And I got to tell you, man, I live in Virginia. I live not far from a town called Farmville, where in the wake of Brown versus Board of Education, they shut down the public schools for 5 years rather than integrate.
Wow.
And I'm getting that same vibe from these politicians who are saying, we're going to continue to make it as hard as possible for the average person to carry a firearm in self-defense. It is standing athwart the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and saying, stop, you can't come here. You can't access these rights. It is so disgusting. It is un-American what we are seeing here from the left. But you're right. If they have the opportunity and they have the chance, they will pack that court. They will reverse this decision. They will declare that there is no right to keep and bear arms. We know that that's the case. That's not hyperbole. And so we absolutely have to remain involved and engaged. This is a great decision. It's not the end of our fight.
No, it's a great point. Cam Edwards, our guest on 2A Tuesday. In fact, I just saw where the governor of New York has once again extended their disaster emergency they declared due to gun violence, giving them pretty extraordinary powers over guns. I mean, this is something they'll try to do through executive fiat in spite of the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, and what does that say about the efficacy of New York's gun laws? They've got all these gun control laws on the books, and they're still declaring a public health emergency about gun violence.
Yeah.
What does that say about how well those laws work? You know, again, in New York, you've got violent criminals who are being released on no bond. They're getting arrested. They're out hours later. Meanwhile, again, if you're a single mom in Queens who wants to be able to protect herself and her child as you're walking home from work, you know, you find it absolutely impossible to do that. And Kathy Hochul wants to make sure that that remains the case. I mean, it's so disgusting,
yeah,
Mark. But
yeah. You
know what? Listen, we're going to take them to court. They're going to lose these cases. It's going to be a long fight. And we need as many allies as possible. But, you know, we've got the Constitution and history on our side. And I think ultimately, again, we're going to win this fight.
I love that. So we won the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case. But there are a couple of other cases. You do a great job covering this story on BearingArms.com. A couple of other cases that have been in conference and the court's trying to decide whether or not they're going to take them up. What are those?
Yeah, so these are big cases, too. There are two cases dealing with magazine bans, one out of California, one out of New Jersey. Both of these required existing owners of 10-plus round magazines to either destroy them, hand them over to the police, or move them out of state. They could not maintain possession of something that they legally purchased. There's also a ban on so-called assault weapons out of Maryland that's being challenged. I spoke with Chuck Michelle, who's the head of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, yesterday. He said he expects that the court is going to grant all of these cases, but then vacate the lower court's decision, remand them back to the lower courts for review based on this test that was laid out in Bruin. So I don't think that the court may not take these cases immediately. But they are very much on the radar, and I think that they are very much in the court's crosshairs in the years to come. Within the next year or so, I think it could get back to the Supreme Court.
Good, good. Glad to hear that there are a couple more cases pending up there. Hey, Cam Edwards, always great having you on, my friend. BearingArms.com, great website and clearinghouse for 2A stories. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Keep up the good work. It's good stuff. By the way, he referred to that case as the Bruin case. Maybe that's how we're going to be referring to it moving forward. In case you don't know, the case decided by the Supreme Court last week out of New York was the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, B-R-U-E-N. So that if you hear us refer to the Heller case or the Bruin case, you'll know what we're referring to going forward. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the
Oh, the lies were thick on Capitol Hill yesterday. That was a lady named Cassidy Hutchinson. This was the big bombshell testimony from the scam J6 committee yesterday. Where she's claiming that Donald Trump knew there were people in the audience with weapons, and he said, let them in anyway. They're not here for me. Now, this is hogwash on so many levels. The problem that Cassidy Hutchinson has here is that she didn't personally hear any of this. She heard, she gave testimony third hand. Third hand testimony yesterday. And you got people like Brett Baer on Fox News claiming that somehow this was stunning, this testimony. USA Today is claiming that it was huge, right? That she used to work for Mark Meadows, and she's claiming President Trump lunged at a security chief. The problem is the Secret Service has already made it clear they'll come up and testify that she's lying. But for the meantime, the mainstream media is going to kick this can down the road as long as they can until the Supreme Court, the Secret Service stand up and says, I'm sorry, this isn't true. It's not true the president lunged at one of our people. He never assaulted one of our people. This is hogwash. Anyway, our friend Heidi Harris, who, of course, hosts the Heidi Harris Show on Sunday nights here on the radio station, is going to join us about 6:20, and she and I are going to kick this around. So be sure and tune in for that. By the way, if you're on the Facebook page this morning, get on there now if you're not. I have just posted evidence, at least, of Carl Middleman holding a fish. I have now put that up on the Facebook page so that people can see it. Now, on Friday, we will have to determine if there's evidence that Carl actually reeled in this fish or if somebody else reeled it in and he just happened to be there.
Third option is Photoshop.
Well, I guess that's
the
thing.
Boy, you guys are cynical.
That's a thing. So
haven't known Carl as long as I have.
Carl
is going on 30 years here, all right? I know the man.
Carl is not on Facebook. He doesn't do social media, to my knowledge. I'm not even sure if he's on
Twitter. He's a fun fellow on Twitter.
He's on Twitter.
He does a horn test before every Blues game, so you can watch him on video testing the horn at Enterprise Center.
So he's not on the Facebook. He's not on the Book of Faces.
He's not an old, no.
He is not, no, he's not. So that's why I wanted to post this, since he's not on Facebook. Evidence of Carl's fish. He's holding up a fish. He doesn't have a fishing rod in his hand, but he's holding up a 30-inch walleye.
That's
in
clue
this picture.
Number one right there. He's not holding a fishing rod.
Already, the fish has grown. I think it was 28 last time you said it.
No.
Now it's 30.
He caught a 28-inch and a 30-inch.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can post more pictures. He sent me a couple of them. The guy behind him has got a big smile on his face. So
because he knows it's a fake picture.
He's the one that caught the fish, and he handed it to Carl. So
yes.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll post the other picture I have of Carl holding the fish, but none of them have a hook in their mouths. Maybe they get that out as quickly as possible so they can release them. I don't know the answer to that. Walleye have teeth, though.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful when you're removing the hook. We used to have a pair of pliers with a really long neck on it, so in case they swallowed the Eerie Deary, which is the lure we used to use, you could reach down in there and get it out because they'll bite you. The little boogers have teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch out for that. So anyway, if you're on the Facebook page, you can sign on and you can see that picture of Carl there this morning. I just posted it with his fish. So we're going to get to all of that. Hey, we're also covering the results of this primary over in Illinois. Mary Miller, who I understand was endorsed by Donald Trump. That's just a rumor, but no, I'm just kidding. I joke because that ad that ran for so long. Donald Trump endorsed Mary Miller. By the way, she won big time over Rodney Davis. This was her speech last night, a little bit of it, when she first got to the podium. Frank, if you've got us up over there, let me get to this real quick. Here we go.
I do want to thank my opponent, Rodney Davis, for his gracious call. My family has prayed for Rodney's family throughout this campaign, and I look forward to working with him as a colleague. I'm also honored to announce that our friend Darren Bailey has won the Republican. Tonight was a massive win for President Trump and conservatives in our country.
So that was part of her speech last night, saying that Rodney Davis had called her and conceded that race, and she's now on to the November election in Illinois. So that was a big deal. Darren Bailey, both of them were endorsed by President Trump. They both won by large margins in that primary yesterday in the state of Illinois. We'll run down some of the other primary results as well coming up. Like I mentioned, 6:20, our friend Heidi Harris is going to join us. We'll talk more about this Cassidy Hutchinson testimony in front of that J6 committee. Yesterday, I got Senator Josh Hawley at about 7:35. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.